everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to the Sarnia Sting coaching staff, Trevor Letowski and Andy Delmore. Both are recently retired professional players who have made the adjustment from playing to being behind the bench. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is Barrie Colts forward Andreas Athanasiou. The veteran picked up 8 points in 4 games last week on the back of 6 goals and 2 assists. He established a Barrie Colts record with a 7-point game, surpassing the previous record of 6 points in a game shared by now Sioux Greyhounds coach Sheldon Keefe and Barrie Colts forward Stephen Byers back in the 2010-2011 season. Athanasiou, a 4th-round pick of the Detroit Red Wings in the 2012 NHL entry draft, is a 19-year-old from Woodbridge and now looking to move on potentially to the Red Wings organization next season. Over the years, we talk about many players going from the Ontario Hockey League to the NHL, but in recent years, we've seen pro players, including many with NHL experience, come back to the OHL to become coaches. Trevor Letowski is in his 4th year on the coaching staff of the Sarnia Sting, his 1st year as a head coach, while Andy Delmore played pro hockey in Italy last year and now is an assistant coach with the Sting. I caught up with both this week and we chatted about the adjustment from playing professional hockey to now being a coach.
Trevor, do you see in Andy a little bit what happened to yourself, sort of that 1st year coaching, just out of playing, sort of that transition, probably, you know, things he's gone through. You probably saw that a little bit in your 1st year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's obviously an adjustment. I think he's handled it very well. I mean, I think when you come out of playing and you're a player at the highest level, I think you get automatic respect from the players. I think that's important. I think I felt that as well coming in. The one question mark was he hadn't coached before, but I think that, you know, if you've played that long and in that many different situations, that you do have the respect from the players. I think he'll learn as it goes along, and I'm still learning how fast these kids develop, and, you know, you have to be patient with them, and I think that he's learned a lot already this year, but he'll see even next year he'll learn that, you know, these guys take a big step, and you kind of have to be patient, but I think it's been a pretty easy transition for him.
Andy, obviously, I know we talked about this when you first came in, but still it's a little easy, you know, gradually gotten easier and easier of making that transition from being a player now into the coaching role.
Yeah, I think I've settled down a little bit on the bench. I'm still a little bit too involved with the refs once in a while, but I think that's just my competitive spirit. You know, I want to win. I want our guys to be in the best situation, and you know, if there's something to be said to the refs, it's usually me barking pretty loud. But I've calmed down, and you know, even in practices, I'm more relaxed, and I'm, you know, a lot more teaching going on, and I feel a lot more comfortable, for sure.
I saw Brian Kilray in this league for many, many years on the referee, so I think they get used to it after a while.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of those, you give it to them now, but you can have that little discussion later of, okay, what did you see?
Yeah, they don't even give me that yet.
Oh, not yet, it all sort of plays out. Dealing with players in this age, I know Trevor and I talked about it as well, dealing with, you know, you probably think, was I ever a 17-year-old like that or an 18-year-old like that? It's got to be a different playing. You know, you have teammates and guys in the room and your coaches now dealing with today's teenagers. It's got to be a different situation as well.
It's funny you say that. There's a lot of time, you know, I'll ask Trevor, I'll be like, would I have done that play when I was 16? You know, because you just got to try and refresh and kind of put it into perspective. And, you know, it's like, yeah, you probably did. And then you're like, well, okay. And you just kind of, you go on and you try and correct it and, you know, sometimes it's frustrating, but on the other hand, when they do something correct that you've taught them, it's a great gratification as well.
And I guess the difference with playing, you know, professional hockey and things like that, it's almost like that from public school to high school to university. When you get to university, they don't really care if you're there or not. You're there to do a job, mm-hmm. You know, in pro hockey versus dealing with teenagers. You sort of moods and everything like that, and you know, you're dealing with 16 to 20 year olds, and I've got to think from now putting the coaching hat on, that's an adjustment to deal with, knowing, yeah, they're going to come to practice some days hopefully ready to work, but some days you know their brains are somewhere else, or they're just, you know, you're dealing with 16 to 20 year olds.
That's Trevor's greatest quality, I think, is he gets these kids to realize that you have to come to work, and you come in, you punch the clock. And he always tells the story about Marcus Naslund, one of the greatest players that he's ever played with, and he says that guy worked every day, punched the clock harder than anybody else, and that was, he said, probably the best player he's ever played with. So it just goes to show you that you come in every day, even when you're 16, 17, you got to learn how to do that.
And guys, is it one of those cases in Trevor where that's sort of that message, because these players want to move on to that next level, that no matter what is going on behind the scenes, whether you've had a tough day at school now in this case, or maybe something's going on at home on a professional side, you got to separate that as, I guess, you know, it is sort of punch the clock. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe for you, it might be a break from what's going on at home. But at the same time, you know, from this time, there's a job to do.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a constant message all year is to come in and to work hard. And it's been challenging for us. He mentioned about being competitive, and I think we both have that, being ex-players. And it's not fun losing. That's for sure. But I think we're both, and I think one thing that a pro player does is they're able to handle adversity, and they're also able to handle success. And you know, we preach to our guys all the time about that, and that today is the day that we can get better. And what happened yesterday, it means nothing anymore. You know, and you know, it's sometimes challenging with these guys, but it's up to us to kind of lead the way. And there's some days it's hard for us when we've had a tough weekend and you got to come back on Monday or Tuesday, and we have to lead the way. That's our job. And for the most part, we get good effort and we have good practices that have good tempo, and the compete is pretty good. And I think it's important to keep grinding through to the end of the year to get the most out of our guys this year.
That was Trevor Letowski and Andy Delmore, the head coach and assistant coach of the Sarnia Sting, respectively. Big news for OHL fans this week and fans across the Canadian Hockey League, as the CHL and Sportsnet have signed a 12-year partnership extension, which will take them through the 2025-2026 CHL season. This will include Sportsnet continuing their tradition of being the exclusive broadcaster of the CHL and the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Sportsnet has been broadcasting CHL games since 1998 and will be front and center this year at the MasterCard Memorial Cup in May in London. Let's take a look at the BMO CHL Top 10 rankings this week, and the Guelph Storm are the top OHL team in the list at number 2, just behind the Kelowna Rockets of the Western Hockey League. The Erie Otters are number 4, also the London Knights in the number 8 spot. Honorable mention to the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.